Just a couple of boys from WA. But if you're not, that's okay. It's the Mitchell and Michael Show.
Welcome, everybody, to the podcast. Finally back in the studio.
Welcome back, mate.
So the show will be a little bit better.
Just a little bit. And on the way, a thrilling chapter in Days of Our Minds. If you heard it on the show last week, it's back. Chapter 2, it's like Easter themed as well. I thought that would be really good.
Yeah.
Just to get a glimpse into the life of, you know, like Gina Rinehart, like the richest woman in Australia. What's her Easter like?
That's true. It's got to be different. It can't be like ours, but I'm sure it's full of lots of drama. But we're going to kick it off with a little thing we do while we're sleeping where I read the news, but I'm going to do it a little bit different. I'm thinking of doing like almost like a Tonight Show monologue, like the news. And then I have like a joke at the end because I feel like that's what like Koshy should do or like Rick Arden should do and their ratings would go up. Going to do this one a little bit differently. You're going to workshop while you were sleeping. Let me know what you think. Okay, I'm going to say some stories.
Yeah.
And then as per our boss, I'm going to make jokes off the back of them. Not too many times does Koshy's boss at Channel 7 go, hey, about read the news headlines and then make fun of it after.
What, Kerry Stokes?
Is he still around?
He's still kicking around.
Okay. What about this one? $1.6 million is going to learner driver programs in the Pilbara and Kimberley. Most of that will be going to lessons on how to buy a new car after yours is stolen.
I like it. You started very strong.
Anthony Albanese was caught out in a recent interview not knowing the unemployment rate. The only reason ScoMo knows it is because he's about to join it.
Very nice. Yeah.
And finally, kids. This one's, I don't know. I really need your thoughts on this one.
Yeah.
Kids can get into Perth Zoo for free if they have a vaccination. Anti-vaxxers are furious. It could cost lives. Ironically, it normally costs your firstborn child to get in anyway.
Yeah, I like it. It's good. It's good. Right. It's expensive to go to the zoo. That's relatable. That's nice. That's a great start.
Thanks, like,
I think he's onto something.
I think we got
a boss. He has brought a brand new game to the table.
That's right. It's called Soda Stream Does Well. Yeah. That's right. I mean, we're on the radio and we know what songs are good because you guys let us know, Triple M Club, and then we play what we need to play. But on the stream, you've got actual numbers that tell you what is the most popular song on Spotify. Do they get it wrong? Most of the time. That's why me personally, I bloody love the radio. Michael, I'm going to give you a band, two songs. You tell me which one in total has been played the most. Now, we got the Beatles, Here Comes the Sun.
Here comes the sun. Do, 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 do.
And Come Together.
Both
bangers.
But yeah, really, they are. And I believe both went to number one when they were released.
You also have to think of not is what is the best song, but like maybe like what's the one that's played at the parties the most? What's the one that's played at the gym the most? Like that's what you need to know. Which song is played the most? Here Comes the Sun or Come Together on Spotify?
I want to say it's Here Comes the Sun because I feel like people want to use that at like funerals and things like that. But Come Together, so I don't really know where else they want to use it.
You reckon they're banging a Spotify playlist at a funeral?
Oh, yeah. Oh, cool. You know people are.
How many mil?
How many mil?
Or what's the number?
It's been streamed, I don't know, 30 million times?
Okay, I'll give you the point. Here Comes the Sun is the win.
Ooh.
796 million.
Nice.
Now the Rolling Stones, Paint It Black. Or Satisfaction. Which song has been streamed more on Spotify?
I think it's got to be Satisfaction, not Paint It Black. I do like Paint It Black, but I think it's got to be Satisfaction.
How many times?
Well, Here Comes the Sun was 700 odd million. Satisfaction's for 550 million?
Ooh, so incorrect.
On both?
No, you got pretty close. Satisfaction, 486 million, but Paint It Black, 700 million.
Really?
I know, I was shocked too.
Yeah.
Finally, we move on to Queen. Another One Bites the Dust. Another One Bites the Dust. Thanks, Freddie. Or Don't Stop Me Now. Who has more streams on Spotify?
I want it to be Don't Stop Me Now.
Okay, and for bonus points, how many times?
It has been streamed Has it cracked a bill? Like Queen, Bohemian Rhapsody surely has been streamed like a billion times. But okay, let's say Don't Stop Me Now, 834 million.
I'll give you the win, but you don't get the bonus point. Don't Stop Me Now, 1.27 billion.
It has cracked the bill. Yeah. If anyone could do a Queen, Queen would do it. Where's Bohemian Rhapsody? Is that like the most streamed song of all time?
It's like, I think it's like 2.7.
Oh. No? I don't mind this. I don't mind a bit of Islands in the Stream.
Yeah, it's pretty good, eh? My phone's too slow, I guess. Okay, here we go. Just to finish it off, it is in the...
Because you got to remember...
1.7 bill.
1.7 billion.
So it's actually less.
Then Don't Stop Me Now.
Mate, I don't... That's why I stick with radio. Can't trust bloody Spotify. Michael Ross, I want to know if this is okay. 1-800-011-666. As people of the public, we need to look out for each other, okay? Especially on the road. I don't even mind the little beep to let you know something's coming or like, sorry, just behind you, like almost like the little forklift beep. I like that we have to help each other out. But where do we sit as a community on warning each other about speed cameras? Now, I saw a sign as I was driving back to the studio that said, speed camera, 500 meters. Like, it was like someone had made it.
It was like a cardboard sign, like a painted sign.
I'll be honest, it was like a laminated A4 piece of paper. It's like very lazy sign. But in 500 meters, what do I see? A speed camera, okay? Now, is like, thanks for telling me so I don't get a fine, but I wasn't speeding anyway because I'm not that type of guy. You know, I'm so arrogant. I don't worry about being late because I'm so arrogant. I'm like, the party will start when I get there, you know, so I don't speed. But for them to warn us, I mean, it's not illegal. And I guess it's kind of, I don't know. I guess it's kind of.
I thought it was.
No, because don't they even do it on like the news? We're like speed cameras today on Amherst Road and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, but I think that's part of that's from like a press release being like, we're putting them on these roads. But they don't tell you like, on this road next to Jeff's Deli.
No, but like, isn't that the whole thing to like slow us down as drivers, right? So they're like,
it's still the desired effect.
Yeah, they're like, don't speed. So if you're telling everyone there's speed cameras, everyone is going to slow down. So it's not bad, is it?
Well, then with that theory, we should put signs everywhere, shouldn't we?
Well, that's actually what I do.
Yeah.
Is I love a good flick of the lights when someone's driving past me.
And there's like, oh, there's cops ahead. There's a speed camera. Yeah, flick
just
the lights.
Slows them down. I haven't seen any cops. Didn't see any cameras.
I appreciate flicking of the lights. I don't like the signs.
Why?
Because I believe that if you get caught speeding, you probably deserve to be caught speeding.
Okay. All right. So yay. I'm yay for the signs. You're nay for the signs.
I'm nay for the signs. Don't have the signs.
1-800-011-666. Are you yay or nay on people leaving signs warning you that speed cameras are out?
Mitch, you asking a question?
I just want to know, yay or nay, like where do you sit on people warning you about speed cameras, whether it's a flick of the lights or more drastically, the sort of homemade signs that you see on the side of the road where it's like speed camera 500 meters ahead.
I've witnessed a man holding his own sign.
Yeah.
We got Scott from Dampier on the line. Scott, are you a yay or nay for the warnings?
Yeah, 100% for it. If I see a car flashing their lights in front of me, I'm forever grateful. Great thing.
Even the ones that say speed camera ahead 500 meters?
Like a sign that someone's made?
Oh, yeah, I'm appreciative of that as well. Just anything for sure.
Even though it might be illegal?
Yeah, of course.
Because it protects you from doing something illegal. I reckon if you're speeding, Scott, you deserve to be caught.
Yes, I agree. I agree. But I think that if it's warning to just like chill out a little bit, then it's okay.
Thanks, mate.
I think it's like a bit of that sort of peak on the is happening again. You always get a little Easter peak of movies, like, and at the moment we've got like Fantastic Beasts, the Crimes of Grindelwald. Or I think it's The Secrets of Dumbledore. It's like that's a really long title.
Yep.
How are other countries going to handle some of our like wordy titles? They probably don't translate well.
Ah,
they change them quite a lot. And I want to play a quick little game that I call Lost in Translation. So these are film titles that have been turned into their foreign language and then back into English as to what exactly they changed it like to.
Oh, gotcha.
First up, what is Vaseline?
Oh.
So you're ahead in the movies. And you're like, oh, do you want to go see Vaseline? Oh. We are in Argentina.
Is it Speed? The movie Speed with Keanu Reeves and Sandra Bullock. So Speed to Argentinian, and Argentinian back to English would be Vaseline.
Vaseline. Incorrect. It's Greece.
Oh, okay.
John Travolta.
I can see that.
John, yes, in Argentina they call it Vaseline.
Yeah. Vaseline Lightning.
All right, how about this one? Mum, I missed the plane. This is from France. As well as some other countries around the world also call this film Mum, I Missed the Plane.
I mean, you feel like it's like a Honey, I Shrunk the Kids type thing, but I feel like it's going to be a Home Alone.
Correct.
Hey! Keep the change,
you filthy animal. That's right. Keep the change, you filthy animal. Home Alone in like Quebec, France, Italy, like lots of countries had to change it to Mum, I Missed the Plane.
Both are correct. He is Home Alone and he did miss
the
plane.
He did miss the plane. Finally, this movie, when sent to China, was renamed One Night Big Belly.
One Night Big Belly. One Night Big Belly. The Hangover. Because
like they've drank too much and they've eaten too much. They had a big night. Incorrect. Yeah. It's along the same vein. It may even be the same like writer. If Judd Apatow wrote Hangover, because it is Knocked Up.
Oh.
Give each other butterfly kisses or something?
Ha ha ha, very funny. That's not how you get pink eye. You get it from poo particles making their way into your ocular cavities.
Hey, Ben. Yo. How's it going?
Knocked Up in China, One Night Big Belly. A lot of the Chinese ones give away the plot.
Yeah.
Do you like this? Do you like a bit of Lost in Translation?
Yeah, it's a good
one. Okay, I might bring it back next week for you. And with Neighbours coming off the air, there's a big void that needs to be filled, and we have the perfect thing for it. Why not a glimpse into the lives of FIFO, of mining, one of the biggest industries in Australia, nay, the world, with some of the richest people in the world? Why would we not want to know more about their sordid, salacious lives?
Oh, it's so sexy. And that's why we have... Is it... what episode are
this
we
is episode
to?
Two.
Episode two.
Episode two. Of Days of Our Minds.
Like sand through the articulated dumpy, so are the Days of Our Minds.
It's Easter at Gina Reinhardt's Dalkeith Mansion, and her grandkids have been dropped off. Gina's own kids, of course, won't be staying.
Happy Easter, my little Reinhardts.
Happy Easter, Gran.
Now, who's ready for the Easter egg hunt?
I wonder where she's hidden them this year.
Now, everybody, take a pickaxe and get digging.
Gran! Oh, wait. I think it's just some iron.
There's no such thing as just iron. I'm always on the lookout for more. That's good magnetite. I hope I get some soon in Yilgarn.
Hey, look over here. Why is this one glowing?
That's just uranium, sweetheart. Give it to me and go hit the decontamination showers.
Why do we have to dig every year, Gran? Can't we just look for eggs like normal families?
Well, that's the thing, dear. We're not a normal family. While others look for Cadbury cream eggs and Humpty Dumpties, the Hancock Reinhardts dig. We dig until there's nothing left, and then we leave as if we were never there.
You mean we put everything back to how it was?
No, I mean we pretend it wasn't us and just go somewhere else.
Righty, girl. Just like I taught you, Gina.
Daddy? It can't be. You've been gone for 20 years.
I have risen.
Tune in next week for another thrilling chapter of Days of Our Minds.
Across WA. Of course, Cheap Tuesday. Join Michael's Bargain Bin on Facebook, where you can brag and boast about all your bargain finds. I have a hack for you this morning. As the leader of the Bargain Bin, I take great pride in finding all those little moments where you can save a buck.
Oh, yeah? What do you got?
The best way to get something out of a party is to play your cards right.
Okay.
This weekend just gone was my father-in-law's 61st birthday.
Yes.
And my mother-in-law put in, like, your drink requests. Oh, you know, yeah. Like, if you want any drinks, let us know. And my wife said, they've already got beer.
Yeah.
So then you start thinking, you're like, okay, they've already got beer. That means they're happy to have beer in the fridge, and they will drink beer at some point. And yes, they do. They do have a beer occasionally, but they're more wine people.
Yeah.
So that's another thing. Don't go wine, because if you go beer or wine, and they're a beer or wine person, they will want to keep it and they will want to drink it.
It's true.
Because it's their party.
True.
So, you throw out something that you haven't seen them drink before. Alcoholic ginger beer.
Okay.
It's a big trend at the moment. Everybody's on the alcoholic ginger beer, except my parents-in-law. I have never seen them have one. So I said to my wife, maybe ask for some ginger beers, because she likes them as well.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, oh yeah, great idea. And so she asked for ginger beers. We had a couple. And there was still four left at the end of the night.
Okay.
And what happens? Mother-in-law says, I'm not going to drink these.
You have them.
And so, didn't have to take drinks to the party, leave with drinks. I got a gift out of going to someone else's birthday.
She already gave you one ginger. Why not four more?
One more. So, there's your hack for this week. Put in an order that you know the host, they don't want them, and you get to leave with the drinks. 1-800-011-666 is the number you need to call us anytime, and we want to know if you'd feel more naked if you were still wearing shoes. Mitchell says yes.
Yeah.
You would feel more naked. I tend to think that maybe you can use it to your advantage, and you therefore feel less naked because you at least have an option. Imagine slipping one of the shoes off and covering up with it. You know, like, you have something at your disposal. So you feel more prepared, or you're more prepared to run.
Yeah.
So I feel like you are less naked by wearing the shoes.
No, I definitely think it's more naked, because it's like, why are you wearing shoes? It feels more obvious.
We've got Tracy from Lancelin on the line now, and I'm really looking forward to, like, a woman's perspective on this. Tracy, would you feel more naked if you were still wearing shoes?
I'm going to have to say yes.
Why?
I think, if you're naked, it's your whole body, right? Everything's exposed.
Yep.
If you're wearing shoes, it's like a reminder that you're naked. It's like, it's pulling more attention to it.
See, it's I know.
Maybe you've got something, but you're missing too,
like,
much.
Like, it's like you're deliberately naked.
Yes, exactly. And if you're out in public, I feel like if you're just naked, people would be more likely to help you.
If you're completely naked, right?
Yeah,
they think something horrible has happened.
That's a
you're
good
locked
point.
Out of your
house. Where if you have shoes, they're like, why you got shoes on? Does it matter what shoes?
I feel like it does, right? Like, I feel like if you're wearing business shoes, maybe they're like, did something happen at work? If you're wearing heels, they're like, what happened here? Were you out dancing or partying? You know? Like, it makes a lot more questions come into play than if you're just completely naked.
Okay, cool.
Thanks, Tracy. Don't forget, you can hit us up on 0800 97 400. Send through a text if you're feeling a little bit exposed by calling in this morning. Yeah. Would you feel more naked if you were still wearing shoes?
Congress federal election, May 21st is when it is called for. Labor leader Albanese was caught in a bit of a hot water yesterday as he was asked some questions he didn't know the answers to that he was supposed to know. So I have all these answers of things he's supposed to know, and I'm going to ask you. And I just want you to just rattle off an answer, just first thing that pops into your head. What is the RBA cash rate?
Is that Reserve Bank of Australia cash rate? 3.6%.
Incorrect.
Okay.
0.1.
0.1%?
Yep.
Okay.
Unemployment rate?
4%.
Nice. We covered that one earlier.
Yep.
The average petrol price per litre?
It's currently down to $1.77.
Ooh, incorrect.
Ah.
$1.70. Iron ore price?
Sorry, I live in the regions.
US dollars per tonne for iron ore?
It's really cheap, isn't it? It's like $3 a ton.
Incorrect. $154. What is the inflation rate percentage?
Is that similar to the housing representative? Is it? I'm going to say 2%.
Incorrect. 3.5.
Oh, okay. So that was 3.5.
Milk for 2 liters.
2 liters of milk for $2.60.
Jesus, he bloody did it.
I nice. Like my milk.
Bread from, what is your bread, average price for bread?
$2.50?
Incorrect, $1.40.
So you got buying the cheap bread.
You got 3 for 7.
3 for 7. That's not bad. I'm nearly over 50%. If I get one more right, I'm 4 for 7, and then you're in the green.
You run Labor.
I'm waiting on the line now, Mitch, who doesn't like the way that we've been talking about the Liberal Party. You know, the election is May 21. Campaigning has begun. I thought we were just sort of taking a lighter look at things. I didn't think we had done anything untoward. But we want to give him his time to say what he feels. We've got Turby from Derby on the line now. Morning, Turby.
Yeah, boys, thank you so much for having me on the show to share my opinion. You know, I often laugh. It's about time that white South Africans such as myself were given a platform in Australia, because usually people only give us, you know, jobs presenting the news, business, loans, housing approvals, travel permits, or literally anything else we ask for. So this really means a lot. I haven't got much time. I'm just between two croissants at my local sports club. But my name is Turby van Housenberg. But everyone at the tennis club calls me Turby from Derby. I come from SA, or South Africa, as you call it. It's a country that started off as Pauline Hanson's dream and then ended up her worst nightmare. I live in Joondalup, of course. That's where we are kept because it's the closest similarity to back home in the sense that it's civilization, but there is not a police officer in sight. Well, I mean, they answer my calls, but, you know, not the others. I live in a lovely 6-bedroom property with my 4 beautiful Steffies and 2 so-so looking children that, you know, you can't believe are either brother and sister or in a relationship. You can never tell with South Africans, eh? Say what you will about genetic diversity, we probably won't hit it because of the defects. But look, boys, I have a bit of a jerky to chew with you, yeah? It seems that your station has a lot of bad things to say about the Liberal Party, which is particularly disappointing to come from 2 private school-looking boys such as yourself, yeah? But I want to tell you, do not be disheartened. The Liberals still care about you. Like I tell my children every day before their breakfast biltong, you can't have a trust fund without trust, okay?
Yes.
And, you know, a huge inheritance built off slavery and probably a diamond mine. But the trust thing too, yeah? So I'm here to tell you the great things the Liberal Party has done for white South Africans such as myself. They have allowed in every South African who ever wanted to come to Australia since Mandela was voted in. We were treated as real refugees escaping a terrible situation and were allowed to come straight into the country with all the support we needed. The government just said that we were essential au pairs to take care of Barnaby Joyce's secret families. And before people start saying, oh, how come we got to jump the queue when so many refugees are languishing in indefinite prison on detention centers? Well, perhaps they should have thought about being white before they came here. So, look, here's another thing you might not realize about West Australia. The Liberals have employed literally all of us into the WA police force. Something about our ability to profile means we are exactly what the WA police look for in their officers. You know, we don't beat around the bush unless the bush is homeless, eh? That's some South African humor for you. Look, guys, vote for the Liberals, you know, and you too can experience all the great things we have in this country. And if you don't believe me, walk up to any South African and ask them. Just don't speak until spoken to, you know? And do not make eye contact and, you know, clear our tables when you are done, yeah? We are not the bad guys here, okay? We are not the, you know, Gryffindor in Harry Potter. No. South Africans are the good guys. We are Slytherin, you know? Purebred people who take what they want and look out for themselves, you know? That is why Harry Potter is such a cautionary tale of what happens when you try to help people by bringing in order like Voldemort was trying to do. So, please, to any other white South Africans like me listening to the radio in their BMW today, into their way to work as a WA police officer, just remember, Mandela would have hated the Liberals, which is why we vote for them. So I hope you boys have a lucky morning, eh? Stick to your studies and maybe one day, you know, you too can be given your parents' company for nepotism and really succeed in this life. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Turby.
I have to go. Okay. Cha-cha, baba.
Thanks, Turby.
If you enjoyed the Mitchell and Michael podcast, remember to subscribe, leave a review and share with your mates.